John Freeman. He's the Michigan State Director for Project Your Care. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, thanks for being on. Tell me about Project Your Care and also Know Your Care Michigan.
Well, Know Your Care and Protect Your Care are two sister organizations. They're working, one, to educate the public about all the new provisions in the new federal health care law, which is called the Affordable Care Act. Protect Your Care is an organization that works to prevent any changes by Congress that will undermine this Affordable Care Act that President Obama got enacted.
So you support Obamacare?
Absolutely, because the Affordable Care Act is going to be a tremendous help to middle-class, working families, small business, everybody in Michigan, because it's going to enable more and more people to be able to get health insurance, which is therefore going to help the quality of life for so many families, and it's going to make it easier for businesses to expand their operations because the cost of health care is going to go down.
John, there are a lot of people who think that even though this is a good thing for the people it will serve and perhaps some business, that the insurers and the doctors are going to lose money and end up raising prices themselves. How would you respond to that?
Well, doctors are not going to lose money. In fact, doctors and insurance companies both are going to gain tremendously, but they have to be much more accountable. Let me explain. You know, currently the law says that everyone must have insurance by 2014. This means that there's going to be a lot more customers for doctors who can actually pay for care because they will have health insurance. So doctors will have a lot more paying clients as well as hospitals. Right now, hospitals treat a lot of people in the emergency room that don't have health insurance, and so they have to eat a lot of uncompensated care. So hospitals are going to benefit because now they will have more customers and can pay. Insurance companies will also benefit because they will also have more customers that will in turn buy health insurance. But what's amazing about the Affordable Care Act is that they've taken this into consideration, and now we're going to hold insurance companies much more accountable. And this is why we put out the press release a couple of days ago that as of September 1st, anytime an insurance company in the individual or small group market in Michigan wants to try and raise their rates 10% or more, they're going to have to file this with both the federal and state government, and then they're going to have to publicly justify why they are doing this. This is going to promote accountability and transparency, which is, in the long run, going to reduce the cost to people and businesses, which is going to make insurance more affordable.
Now, Michigan has received a $4 million Affordable Care Act grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Tell me about this.
Well, this $4 million grant is a part of this expanded scope of review process that not only does the federal government require these insurance companies now to file when they want to raise their rates by 10% or more, the federal government is going to help the state of Michigan do this kind of review. So this $4 million grant is going to be used to improve transparency. It's going to make the state website more effective and more user-friendly. The state of Michigan is going to be able to hire more staff to be able to review all these potential rate increases. And in general, it's going to expand the scope of review. So not only does the government going to be demanding more of insurance companies, President Obama is also going to be providing more funds to make this real to Governor Snyder and the Office of State Insurance.
Michigan's $4 million will go to the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. Do you believe they're doing a good job?
I think that they've done a good job over the years. Now, there's been a recent change in the state insurance commissioner. Governor Granholm had a gentleman named Ken Ross, who I thought did a fantastic job during his 8 years he was there. Governor Snyder has appointed a new person, and based upon the current work she has done, I think they've done a very good job as well. And so we're relatively pleased that Governor Snyder has continued this good scope of review process for insurance companies. And it makes sense, because I want to go back to my earlier point, is that we are trying to rebuild the Michigan economy. We want to help small business be able to afford to provide health insurance. We want to, in fact, lower the cost of health insurance, even large business. And this money from the federal government is going to help the state government do this, and it's going to help the entire business community.
We're talking with John Freeman. He's the Michigan State Director for Project Your Care, also involved with Know Your Care Michigan. John, beyond this grant, tell me what you're going to be working on. What causes you your greatest concern?
Well, like I said earlier, the Know Your Care part of my organization is to educate people in Michigan about what's in the Affordable Care Act. This week and next week, our big push is to be working on college campuses, because another part of this Affordable Care Act is that it allows young adults from 18 to 26 to remain on their parents' health care plan. Under the old law, once you turned 18, you basically were no longer allowed to stay on your parents' health plan. Either you got health insurance by buying it through a university if you went to college, or you hoped that your first job would offer health care. But in many cases, you know, entry-level positions wouldn't necessarily provide health care. And so under the Affordable Care Act, now young adults 18 to 26, whether they go to college or not, whether they're married, whether they live with their parents or not, it doesn't matter. They all can stay on their parents' health care plan. So this provides peace of mind to parents because they know their children are still covered with health care. And frankly, it gives young people the protection they need. Because although young people think they're invincible, that sometimes they do in fact get sick and the cost is astronomical. But by the fact that they're going to be able to remain on their parents' policy, they will have some protection. And the other great thing about this new provision, Tony, is that when they're seeking their first job out of college, it's not critical that that first employer offer health care. It gives young people more flexibility, and in fact it provides employers more flexibility when they're hiring entry-level staff, young people just graduating from college. So that's going to be our big push the next couple of weeks.
John, for people who want more information about Protect Your Care and Know Your Care, where can they go?
Well, the first thing they do is email me, and that's the letter J, Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, 13, the number 13, at Comcast.net. We are putting together a website for Michigan. There is a national website for Know Your Care, www.knowyourcare, K-N-O-W, yourcare.org. And then there'll be a website in Michigan called www.healthcareformichigan, all spelled out, all one word, .org as well.
John Freeman is the director of the Protect Your Care and also Know Your Care of Michigan. John, stay in contact with us. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Tony. You're doing a great job.